The roughly carved wood sculpture depicts Adam and Eve under a tree in the Garden of Eden. At just over a foot tall, it features the two figures with their backs to one another on an inscribed base. The structure in which the figures stand is a single piece of brown wood in the form of an upright section of log. The material is unpainted and untreated. On one side is a full body figure standing inside of a cave-like surround. The letters A-D-A-N, all capitals, carved into the wood below the figure, tells us he represents the biblical Adam. The figure holds a wide stance and appears with his right arm covering his mouth and his left arm placed along his chest. His specific features are only suggested in the carving, which has two distinct cavities for eyes and a broad block-like nose. His forehead protrudes from his face and casts a small shadow over his eyes. His tight body language and worried facial expression suggest confusion, slight anxiety, and an overall discomfort. The Adam figure is surrounded by an archway into which he is carved. The top of the archway is thick and curves directly above his head. The left side of the archway is thinner and has an oval-shaped hole spanning from the middle of his head down to his knees that allows us to see through the sculpture to the other side. To see the artwork and understand its narrative in full, one must walk around the piece. On the opposite side is a female figure carved from the hips up with arms raised above her head. On her torso, the letters E-V-A are carved in all capitals. The E is slightly higher than the other two letters. It is slender and tall rather than wide like the V and A. The figure's feminine facial features and detailed breasts indicate her female gender. Unlike Adam, her mouth and lips are visible. Her features are more elongated and her forehead appears larger. Her face has a look of cunningness and pleasure. Her skin is textured, resembling the scales of the snake above her on the left, which hangs from a tree. Its head is large and triangular, and its body tapers off as it coils. It looks at Eve with small, deep holes for eyes. Five rounded pieces of fruit hang from a branch across from the snake. Eve is grasping one fruit in her right hand and reaching out to a cluster of fruit with her left. The tree branches, foliage, and fruit are carved with detail and at a magnified scale on a third side of the sculpture between the two figures. The texture of the carving resembles the cuts of tree bark and the curvature of leaves. The fruit itself is at the center of the piece, most likely to emphasize its importance.